Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So we heard your ad about Consumer Watch on the radio. Are you saying that if I buy something and it doesn't fit, that I can take it back for a refund?
Okay, now normally, at the risk of confusing you and everybody else, normally you wouldn't be able to because the CPA only covers, you can only return goods legally in terms of the CPA if they are defective. Yes. I've been saying that for years and years.
At least five.
Yeah, except if it's direct marketing, but let's not go there. In the normal course of events, you don't have the right to return something if it's not defective.
Oh.
Right. You normally would have to make sure that something fits you before you buy it, a pair of shoes, jeans, whatever. You must make sure that they fit. That is our responsibility as a consumer. But this week's case is different. Sheila Diner had her eye on Homemark's fat freezer product for some time. Mm-hmm. It claims to be a non-invasive alternative to liposuction, using cold to break down fat cells and then to be disposed through the body's lymphatic system, quote, resulting in a more toned and sleek appearance. Huh. So this show is not about whether these things are effective or not.
Yeah.
It's about Sheila's experience of buying it. So she saw this product last November. She'd had her eye on it for a while, but the price had dropped from 1,500 to 1,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got her to enter the Homemark store. Yes, she is.
I've got a bit of a tummy. And you know us women, what we are like. We're always trying to lose weight on the parts that we don't like. So we went in there and I said to the guy, you know, does this thing really work? Oh, yes, people buy it all the time. So against my better judgment, I ended up taking this thing.
So did it work?
Okay, well, she never got that far.
Well, I took it out the box and then I saw this belt, you know, and it is a bit elastic, but not very much. In the booklet, it says there that it must not fit tightly on you because it has to flow. So this belt was so tight, so I was trying to force it in there. I sort of held it there on the side and tried to sit down, and then the thing couldn't close. The whole thing popped loose.
So I suppose I have to ask the question, is she unusually big around the waist area?
Well, clearly, in the context of this case, I had to ask too. And Sheila happily told me 105 centimetres, which got the tape measure out. It's not all that extraordinary. And let's bear in mind, Darren, that this is a product targeted at people who want to lose weight.
Mm.
Although the young woman modelling the fat freezer on Homemark's website is a little slip of a thing.
Yeah.
Certainly not someone in need of a fat loss product. But anyway, here's the thing. The salesman didn't tell Sheila that the product wouldn't fit her, and the packaging didn't point out that it was only suitable for people with a waist circumference of, I still haven't actually found out after investigating this case, is it less than 90, less than 100, whatever, but there is a limitation and the packaging doesn't state that, which it should because this is a product that's targeted at overweight people.
Okay.
So yeah. Naturally Sheila wanted to return the product and get her 1,000 rand back, but that didn't go so well.
When we returned the product to the store and said, look, this thing is not working for me, he had the cheek to say to me, bigger people than what I am buy the product and they are happy to use it and it works for them. And I found that totally impossible because if I couldn't fit the belt around me, I don't see people bigger than me even getting it around their leg. You know?
That was kind of cheeky.
We did have a laugh, but it's a very serious issue. And yeah. Naturally, I took the case up with Homemark, and I'll tell you how that went in a bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
So, Wendy, I'm a little over-invested in the story for reasons I shan't state. Let's just have a look at my recent photos to find out. So, it is marked as a fat loss aid, but it wouldn't fit around, you know, a big girl.
I don't think it would fit around you.
Yeah, okay. So Sheila Diner's waist, despite there being no measurement limit stated on the packaging, and she was refused a refund.
Yeah, couldn't get the thing around her. Well, she could at a squeeze, but not functionally.
Yeah, because it said it has to be loose on you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I took up the case with Homemark's Dino Hadjipasalis, and at first, he said the company wouldn't consider a refund after such a long time because this product was bought at the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
But he then said he would authorize an exchange. Sheila went back to the store where she had left that fat freezer product sometime before. And because she was forced to get something else, she looked around and she took a blender. She didn't really want to, but she felt she didn't have a choice.
Mm.
I then argued that that she was entitled to a refund because that product was bought less than 6 months ago, and so the CPA warranty applies. And Section 55 states that, quote, the consumer has a right to expect that the goods are reasonably suitable for the specific purpose that the consumer had indicated, mm-hmm. and that the manner in which the goods were marketed, packaged, and displayed they had created that impression that this would work. And in this case, of course, there was no indication that it had limits in terms of weight circumferences. Mm-hmm. So Haji Peshalis agreed that there was a lack of disclosure on the packaging, good for him, and that he would remedy that and put a limitation about the product's belt circumference. He's also reconsidering that refund, and I'm pretty sure Sheila is going to be able to return that blender and get her money back.
Nice.
The same section of the CPA, incidentally, helped applied in a case of John Reed of Westville that I handled recently. He bought an Xbox 360, which was advertised as being compatible with Xbox One. It wasn't, and the store refused to refund him. They eventually did, but as a favor, claiming complete ignorance about the CPA, which unfortunately is pretty widespread. But in short, the lesson is, if something is sold for a specific purpose and it doesn't fulfill that purpose, you do have a right to take it back for a refund.
All right.
Even if it's not broken, obviously. Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't work as it's supposed
to
work.
They've told you, a lot of people go and buy car parts, for example, and they say, I've got a 1972 Toyota whatever, and they get sold as part, and it's not for that car, then
it's for a 69 Ford.
They must take the part back, but it's always good to have proof that they have told you that that's what it's for. Yeah.
All right.
Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Breakfast.